I mean, I feel more comfortable now. You know, I've had a chance to be in the offense, and, you know, I made a few mistakes, well, a lot of mistakes last season, and, you know, I'm way more comfortable with those mistakes that I made, and, you know, I just feel as though I'm more comfortable this year than coming into last year.
Have you prepared your body differently after experiencing what a long NFL season can do to you? Has it been a different offseason for you in terms of training than it was coming into your rookie season?
Not pretty much the same thing. Well, I didn't know what else to do otherwise, but just to relax and wait for my body to stop hurting. But, you know, I'm feeling all right now, so just keep moving.
How long did that take?
It took a long time. Longer than college, I can say that much.
How much did you talk to Ha Ha after he was drafted? And has he leaned on you at all in terms of transitioning to NFL life?
I talked to him a bit. We texted, like, once he got drafted and stuff. But since he's been here, you know, he's pretty much been on his own. They have a lot more on their plate than, you know, we do as second-year players. So, you know, he's moving along well and picking up things well.
What kind of player did they get?
Oh, they got a great player, man. You can watch his film from college and, you know, just expect that to translate to this level.
Was it nice to get somebody else from Alabama back in this locker room with you?
Definitely. Now when football season come around, I can trash talk a little more. I got backup now.
You can do that now in your second year, right?
Yeah, that too.
What about going into your second year, Eddie? It's not a secret anymore, you know, a rookie MVP of the league on offense. What's it going to be like? You mean, teams are going to play you different. Are you ready for that?
You know, I just see how that comes, but for the most part, you know, just keep the same mindset. Just go out and, you know, do what I can on each play and not try to do too much.
Is it kind of cool that you're going into your second year and you know the plays a little bit and you don't have to keep thinking, you can just go ahead and out there and do?
It's definitely better. You know, you play faster that way, so I'm definitely looking forward to that.
What's it mean to get James back, too? I mean, depth at that position is definitely key.
You know, it means a lot. We have, you know, stable of backs right now, and you know, to have Starks back, that's definitely a big help. Even when he came in, you know, it's like the offense never slowed down. So I'm looking forward to that again.
Surprised to see him come back? I mean, the year he kind of had, you know, the year you had, that sort of thing?
Nah, I'm happy he's back, honestly. You know, we have a great friendship outside of football as well. So I'm happy he's back.
What did you think of Sam Gash now taking over that room? Were you pretty well acquainted with his career, or what did you think?
No, I don't watch football, so I didn't have no idea. But, you know, we got to talk a little bit, and he's a great guy, great coach, so I'm looking forward to working with him.
Does that help the transition at all when, you know, Alex is still in the building? You know, obviously he doesn't have the room, but you know, still being with this team and, you know, having, you know, that transition?
Right, definitely. I mean, he moved to the quarterback room, but, you know, it's right next to each other. So, you know, whenever we have questions or whatever it may be, you know, he's just right there, and he always helps out.
Eddie, you played against Julius a couple times last year. What's it going to be like to play with? Obviously, you're not going to be on the field at the same time, but it's better to have him on your side then.
Right, it's better to see him hitting other people versus hitting me. Yeah, that's what we get. It's a lot better this way.
Can you speak to that a little bit? I mean, does his freakish qualities that everybody talks about, is that something you actually notice when you're playing against the guy, that he can do things that other people aren't doing?
You see flashes of it. I don't during a game because I'm trying to avoid it, you know, so but, you know, coming up this upcoming season, you know, we're not on the field and I get to watch defense, I'll definitely watch him a little bit.